There's a danger when we discuss war to think of it in theory and not in terms of the people who are suffering through it. No danger of that with this next story. It was sent to us by a college student in Yemen who's been in touch with one of our producers. He sent us this recording because he says he wants Westerners to understand.
Hello, my name is Ahmed Al-Ghubari. I'm from Yemen. I'm going to talk about my best friend, Bilal. Everyone in this life has a best friend. Someone who knows all your secrets, someone you talk to every day, someone who can always put a smile on your face. My best friend is Bilal. Me and Bilal were playing football, watching movies, and going to school together. Bilal always knows how to make me laugh. He has changed my life and made me a better person. 3 years ago, Bilal went to the capital, Sana'a, to study there. And a year ago, Saudi started to bombard my lovely country, Yemen. On the 19th of April 2015, I went to Sana'a to meet my friend Bilal. I took him to a coffee shop. We had a nice chat, and then I went back to my house, and Bilal went to his uncle's house. Saudi jets targeted Fajr al-Atan Mountain. It was the biggest explosion. My house windows shattered. 3 hours later, I received a call from Bilal's mother. She said, "Ahmed, Bilal is dead." I said, "What?" I was in a very big shock. She said, "Saudi killed my son," and she was crying. I cried too. I couldn't really believe that my best friend killed by Saudi airstrikes. Bilal is one of many killed by Saudi war on Yemen. I will never forget watching Game of Thrones episodes every day and dancing around his room together and singing. I hope one day I'll wake up and the war will be over.
That was Ahmed Al-Ghubari, a college student in Yemen. Not many Yemenis are holding their breath about a ceasefire leading to an end to the war. As I mentioned earlier, they see a pattern: airstrike, then ceasefire, repeat. We've got the full story at PRI.org.